Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dang, I made it, Benny. I think it's record breaking.
Just in the nick of time.
You know, something must be going on. Construction everywhere. Construction, good things.
I just know the weather's
buildings.
The weather's not too friendly. I know that
weather's
part.
The construction part,
you're going to have to fill me in.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction, especially in Bothell. Anybody been through Bothell lately, Bothell, Washington? For those of you that are listening for the Dr. Pat Show first time, that mic got me. This is our flagship station, and this is out of Seattle. And the Western Washington, actually, the greater Seattle area, as they call it. So, you know, my route is from Bothell, Washington. And I will tell you, anybody been to Bothell, raise your hand. Okay. Construction on every corner, pretty much, starting from downtown. And so I just got to build in a little bit more time to get to the studio. So I got to give myself like an hour and 15 minutes and then I can do it. But we have a great lineup for you guys today. For those of you that may not know, our Thursday venue has changed. Yep, we start right now and we go right to 9 to 10, 10 to 11, and 11 to 12. No, we don't start at 9. We start at 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then 12 to 1. And this is our Thursday venue. And this is exciting for all of us. We're going to kick this off with my buddy, host of a fabulous show, Colette Steffen, joining me here today. The art of living infinite potential. That's what I like to talk about. But I actually like to hear her talk about it more than me. But part of this is understanding of who she is and what her journey's about. Her fabulous hit show, it's absolutely amazing. And beyond all of that, you know, it's amazing for a lot of reasons. But today, I want you to know we are going to be opening up the phone lines. We're going to be taking questions, getting a lot of information on here for all of you out there. And I just want to say that this is a show you're going to want to listen to from beginning to end. Colette began her journey into the art of shifting energy. And boy, she is a master at it after witnessing the remote healing of a family member. And you're going to hear a little bit more about that. But beyond her training, and you're going to hear about that training as well, she is one of the most sought-after folks to help others clear up the gunk, to move beyond whatever is holding us back. Her show, as well as all of her workshops, everything that she is doing, helps all of us rise up to a level of potential we probably didn't think we had. So today, get ready to chat with Colette, hang out with me and Mr. Benny and Taylor, by the way, with his Seahawks cap on. I see you got that cap on, huh? You think they're going to go undefeated? Okay, he's a yes on that.
Did I go overlooked?
Oh,
I think I'm wearing it too.
Right. No, I didn't see it.
Kicks.
Your mic was in the way of your shoe. Okay, so from here, I couldn't see your chest. Now, there we go.
Why are you looking at my chest?
Because it's got the hawk on.
Awkward.
Okay, that's a moment.
That's fine.
He's got the cap on.
So we're not going to like go into detail about the Hawks right now, the Seahawks.
Okay, all right.
They are doing very well. Power ranking at number one.
That's correct.
Still. And they are doing very well in preseason, which is now over in beginning of, I guess,
it's starting this weekend.
Well, games officially start today.
Tonight.
Today, right.
Right.
On Thursday Night Football. So.
Right. But not Seahawks, right?
No. That's...
Right. No, they're Sunday. That's Sunday play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be exciting in the old town tonight. For those of you that are WBLQ, you're all you guys over there, you're just like, We are the Boston, Red Sox. But anyway, today's show is about energy.
We got more than just the Red Sox. They have the Celtics.
Yeah, but the Red Sox are like a number one.
New England area.
Yeah, they've got number one.
I got the Patriots. I know the Seahawks beat them last year, but I'm not going to get into that. I know. Two thumbs up from Taylor.
Colette, we got a lot of sports energy to clear here. Welcome to the show. Do you think we've lost our mind?
No, I've actually cleared a lot of energy for sports teams and for athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they can perform at maximum level.
Maximum level is that's what all of us are talking about. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. Well, you have to know a little bit about the Seahawks, right? Or to really get a sense of what we're talking about. You know, we watched this team last year rise from, some people call it rising from the ashes. I'm not so sure what I believe.
I would believe that's 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Rising
from
the ashes.
No. It was the year before
last
that.
Year was a close year because they made it to the playoffs.
Yep.
And then, you know, something happened, which I'm not even going to talk about. But, you know, but let's talk about this to kick this off about the art of living. Some people believe they've come so close, but they just couldn't close the deal, right? Not talking about the Seahawks, Benny. Not talking. Taylor, not mentioning that. But in our everyday lives, I mean, I've been there where I've come so close and have been baffled about not. And I say close the deal. What that means is the job you wanted, you didn't get, the relationship you didn't have, the money you thought you were getting. You know what I'm trying to say? So what does that have to do with? And I know it does with infinite potential.
Well, what happens is most people would assume that when you get close to your absolute best, that would be stronger for you energetically. But most people, if you take your absolute best and your absolute worst, most people fail when they get close to their absolute best. And it's because they're not used to being there. Because most people are operating around 3 to 7% of the potential that they have. And, you know, you can strengthen people to energetically step into 100% potential. And when people get to 100% potential, then they can go all the way to infinite potential and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like every person could ever always be at 100% because the human consciousness isn't at that level.
Mm.
So most people, like, if you're energetically shifted and you get to 100% and then to infinite potential and beyond, you can do amazing things just in that split second of being there. And but a lot of people just, you'll see it a lot, just as they almost, you know, like, you know, crossing the finish line or you know, like, you know,
the
working
goal,
towards
the goal
something
line,
and then falling.
Yeah, or like being at the goal line or, you know, whatever that is.
Fumbling the ball or,
you know. Right.
Yeah, or an interception happens. I happen to work with, you know, quite a few other practitioners, and one of them in particular, Phil, is really into football. His team's the 49ers.
Okay, that's all right.
And it's not uncommon for us to energetically be shifting his team. And also, in, you know, when I was in Vancouver, the Canucks were, a couple of years ago, they were really doing poorly.
Yeah.
And we worked on them energetically at every class, and they didn't lose a game after that.
Well, you know, this is why you're here on the show today, because we're going to be moving some energy today.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, folks that are listening to the show, we're going to find out how does all of this work? And let's talk about this for a minute, you know, about the truth, because you can relate to the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
How funny is the truth?
It's always funny.
That's the name of your radio show, right?
Yeah, that's why I named it The Truth is Funny. Shift happens.
That's right. Well, let's talk about the truth for a minute and how we can make it funny. You know, we've heard the age old, what is it, adage, the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people grow up at that. But if we were to flip that and really see how the truth is funny, we may be able to step back and see our lives differently. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, The Truth is Funny, a radio show, but also the idea of the truth being funny. What does that do for us? How does that help us?
Well, for a lot of people, from my experience, and, you know, working with people, A lot of people are afraid to look at themselves really closely because if they do, they're afraid they're going to see something really ugly. And what they'll find is something way more beautiful than what they thought they had. We are really like, a lot of people walk around with a mistaken identity that we're not infinite and that, and you know, thinking inside the box instead of thinking outside the box. And we are all connected universally, and we have infinite potential. Like we are amazing beings. And so, for a lot of people, you know, your truth shifts as you shift into, like, your truth is going to change from one minute to the next. As people move, move into a higher level of consciousness, or they become more aware. I want to say it more like that. With no judgment attached to it whatsoever, but as people become more aware of their infinite potential, they're able to do more, be more invincible in getting things done. And the truth is very flexible, because your truth and my truth is going to be different. We have different life experiences. And even for myself, as every seminar that I teach, every radio show that I do, the different people I connect with, it changes who I am every single time. And most people are so afraid of change because they're afraid of change for the worse, because that's when they notice it. And you can actually energetically shift people for change for the better, so that they're, you know, there's nothing to fear about change. Change is going to happen whether you want it to or not.
I know.
There's always change happening. Every second of every minute of every day, everything is changing. And especially these days, it's changing very, very quickly, because the Earth is traveling a little bit quicker and expanding. And so just the quantum physics of it create more speed. And so for a lot of people, it's about being strong to the speed that we're going at right now. We are not ever sitting still. When I went and studied with Nassim Haramein, the quantum physicist with the Resonance Project Foundation, I understood it on a much better level that, you know, we are never, ever sitting still. We are always spinning. We are always moving, and the Earth, it feels like we're just sitting still in the Earth. If we're sitting in our living room or wherever we are right now, in an office, whatever, it feels like it's just still, but it's not. We're actually moving very, very quickly through the universe, and the whole universe is moving. So it's not like you're revolving around the planet, you know, and coming back to the exact same place every 365 days. That's not what's happening, or every 24 hours. You are never, ever in the same place at the same time. You never can be. And so change is always happening. And so when people start realizing that, then you can step into, like, realize that change is great. Change is fun.
I know.
And the truth is funny, because a lot of the times when people are really, really concerned about something and they're really, really worried about it, what happens is they'll get, like, really, you know, wrapped up in something. What happens is then all of a sudden they realize that it wasn't even what they thought it was. And they'll start, as people energetically shift, quite often they'll just break out in laughter.
No kidding. We're going to break out in a little laughter. Can we have a little laughter? Can we have a little laughter sound effect here? I have to tell you, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to share. I've never laughed harder than this in my life. I pulled up an old clip when I was, I've been traveling. I just got back now. As they say, doing good works in the world for a couple of nonprofits. But I just got back. So I was at the station. They pulled up an old clip from a reruns I used to watch as a kid from a show called Andy's Gang. And they just pulled that clip up. So they had to be in the studio. I was the only one laughing. Nobody understood why I was laughing. It had to be a childhood memory. But we'll talk about laughter, shifting, and much more right here on the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest, Colette Stephan. We'll be right back.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. Kicking it up here. Colette Steffens in the house. The truth is funny. It's actually hilarious when you can actually step back and look at it. You know, I never thought I'd be able to say that, Colette.
I know. But it is like, you know, when you look back, some of the worst moments or you think the worst thing that could possibly happen to you turns out to be the best.
Well, they do turn out to be the best. And, you know, how do we talk to folks about that? So let me just use myself a little guinea pig, okay? Little example. You know, why would we think that things turn out to be the best when they could be so painful when we're going through them? You know, let me give you a specific example. You know, what if there's someone in your life, and many of you have talked about this, have called into the show. If there's somebody in your life and, you know, the best thing for both of you is to not be in each other's life, even if you've known each other for 20 years. I mean, the best thing is not to be in each other's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go through the process of how to do that and do it in a way that honors who each of you are. So that's different than when I was young, right? Because I'm trying to see how the truth about my early years is funny. So maybe we could laugh a little bit at some of that. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Slamming the door so hard that the glass shatters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a funny moment. But it is funny when we get to look back and say, what were you thinking in that moment? You know, I was reminded of a situation, and it's funny, I want to talk about this for a little bit. I don't remember half of what folks remember about my young years, let's just call them. But I remember there was a guy, we were out one night, and there was a guy in the place we were at. He had to be close to 250 pounds, right? About 250 pounds, I'd say. And we were in one of these people after the game, you know, softball. Benny and I are softball players, playing softball, you know, had a few beers, kicking him back a little bit. And this guy did something that was threatening or abusive or said something. It was just, I don't even know. But what they reminded me of is how I picked up a pool stick and was trying to defend the girl softball team against this big guy. And I don't remember that. But I think about it now, it had to be a scary moment. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Me with this guy that had like 500 guys with him. They all looked about 250 pounds. I'm picking up this little skinny pool stick, right? That I think is going to keep this guy away from us, right? Now, I've gotten a little smarter as I've gotten older. But when they were sharing that with me, I thought, oh my God, that's hilarious. You know, that,
well,
I mean,
you
it's
know,
funny.
It's just, it's funny how, you know, I'm getting that they were terrified. I mean, because that's kind of like if you, people are, it's unexpected that someone little like that would, you know, like with a pole would take on that many people. That's pretty, you know, it would throw them off.
I know. Well, let's tell folks what kind of energy and help we're going to get today, because I know that the work you do is so powerful. I've listened to your show. You have people that come on air. And I want to just say to everyone out there, this is about the art of living infinite and the art of living infinite potential for anybody out there. If you're out there and you don't believe that you are in that art of living infinite potential, this show is for you. We're going to open up the phone lines for you right now. For those of you out there that want to call in, get a little help, get a lot of help. Let me just say, a lot of help on the show today from Colette Steffen, my very special guest. Easy way to do this, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Taylor will pick up the phone. We'll get you in the queue. Think about the question. Think about what should they think about before they call in, Colette?
It's probably better not to think. Thinking rarely gets you anywhere. Feel.
Oh, this is a feeling show. Gonna have to get that Donna Summer song. I feel love. Feeling.
Yeah,
show.
There you go.
All right, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. For those of you out there that are working and may not be able to call in, you can always go to our instant feedback. Go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, you can ask a question, and we will bring your question up. Let's talk a little bit about how we can learn to use the method that you're talking about today. Because I think that something that you and I have discovered over time is that it's so important not just to get help or get clearing, but to learn how to use some of these tools ourselves. Can you talk about this? What is it that happens in your seminars? And let's talk about, you know, what you have coming up.
Okay. Well, I'm teaching a UN Method Level 1 seminar in Vancouver on September 21st and 22nd. And then I'm also going out to Toronto on October 19th and 20th. And this is a little bit different than any other seminar because it's not really about teaching. Dr. Ewan doesn't really believe in teaching people like the old way that people are taught. This is more about reminding you that you have the ability to do this. I've taught many seminars. I've taught seminars with other practitioners. I went to Egypt with Leroy Malouf, and we taught a seminar out there, and it was amazing. I've gone back and forth across the country here. I was in Spain interning with Dr. Ewan there. And there's so many people from so many different walks of life. I've had doctors, psychiatrists, nurses, moms, dads, like all different walks of life, all different employees, employment. That the youngest officially that I've taught is a 10-year-old, and with permission with his parents, his mother was there with, and it's an amazing event because the seminars are a little bit different because what we do is whoever shows up for the seminar, we address. It's very interactive, and we start doing in the first hour, so we start working with each other, and whatever people bring to the seminar, we learn all the techniques and the principles of the UN method, and how to use them. And the first thing is about energetically understanding how to energetically find your weak and your strong energy, and mm-hmm. then aligning it. And so within the first 3 hours, people are already doing that with each other. And it's amazing to watch because that's the most fun part for me, because people are like jumping up and down. They're so excited because they're like, it works. Like, you know, they're like so excited. It works. It works. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, of course it works. And so it's more about, if you like consider yourself like a binary computer and your energy is either in alignment or it's not, either you're weak energetically or you're strong energetically to what you're about to say, do, what actions you're going to take, what this other people are saying to you. You might be weak energetically to the city you're in or to, you know, all sorts. Like it comes in because we're multifaceted beings. And so what happens is we address the issues that the people that are at the seminar come with. And we, so the entire weekend, we're shifting energy for the participants so that they can let go of any blocks in their energy that are limiting them. And that's why it's so much fun and exciting, because within the first 2 or 3 hours, people are already, you know, pairing up and working with each other, and they're getting a result. And see, Dr. Ewan's all about results. And you know, that's what I'm about. It's about people being able to move forward. And when, you know, of course, like as in any other thing, the more you put this into practice and the more aware you are of when you are weak and when you are strong, the faster and faster you get at it and, you know, improve in your ability to move the energy. And so my seminars are 2 days long. And, you know, we always have lots of fun. And, you know, with the Ewan method, what happens is you're following the energetic weaknesses. And so because if someone's already in alignment and they're strong to what they're doing, then they'll be that doesn't need to be shifted. So, you know, with the Ewan method, all sorts of different things come up. The reasons why, like someone might have a sore knee, and it'll come up that it's actually on the psychological and the spiritual level.
Yeah.
And a lot of times ancestors and descendants and the collective influence is really a powerful force. Not just collective influence, but also people who have religious experiences and culturals and all. There's so many reasons why, you know, why that knee is sore that is not on the physical level.
Now, how
and
do
when you start clearing those,
yeah,
people will literally, some people will get an immediate result where they're automatically get up and they walk. I did a seminar one time or a demo at a free, I also provide free demos before my seminars.
Yes.
So that anyone can come in and experience it. And I had a free demo and this gentleman walked in on crutches. He had been on crutches for 3 years. And in 5 minutes, he was standing on that foot.
Wow.
And within, you know, within half an hour, but he became very emotional because when you're on crutches for 3 years, he was a young man. His foot had been run over by a bike.
Wow.
And he was on a bike and his foot had been run over by a vehicle and he was in so much pain. And, you know, when he left, he was holding his crutches in front of him, like carrying them. But he was hanging on really tight to them because he'd been with them for 3 years. And, you know, now he was like, wow, I might even dance tonight. You know? And but he was in shock because he didn't expect that to happen, that he would walk in and that all his pain would be relieved in half an hour. And he would be able to walk on that leg again.
Wow.
And, you know, I've had that, like, you know, I've had situations where people have tumors, and they're gone. They shrink. I've had a lot of mums working with. A lot of mums come to my seminars now, and especially have a very, very good influence on children with autism that have been labeled autistic or labeled any spectrum disorder, where they actually shift like very, very quickly. Because it's not about the child, it's always about the environment around them. And I'm not, like, not blaming parents or anything, but the school system, the way they're looked at and everything. And so, you know, I have a lot of success with children like that, a lot of success with babies, you know, in the womb that, with issues while the mom's pregnant and stuff.
Yeah.
Just, all, you know, and then a lot of business, you know, a lot of people become very creative after doing the seminars and start painting or singing. Or,
right.
You know, and so it's amazing to watch all this take place and then to run into the people after, you know,
Well, let's do this because I want to make sure everybody out there, we're going to take a short break. You know, Colette, you're able to do this on air. This is what you do during your show as well. For people
Absolutely,
that have
yes.
something going on in their body, if you want to get some relief, something emotional happening, if you want to get some relief, let's get it done right here on the show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's get some things cleared for you guys today on the show with Colette Stephan. All right, everyone, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Hey, everybody. I want to make sure that, you know, Colette Stephan is in the house. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. You know, what about that lower back pain? What about that knee stuff going on? What about the shoulder? How about the neck? It doesn't matter. There are things that Colette sees and can get into and can get a hold of better than anybody I know. And it's just kind of amazing. But how do you move the energy around it? And, you know, Colette, we're going to go to Naomi in a minute. But there's no really time limit on it. You know, what I think one of the things that I was trying to chat with you about during the break is, you know, for me, I'm in a position where it is really important for me to let go. And I've let go from a physicality point of view, but the emotional letting go, that seems to be the place that gets us all stuck and gets us sick.
Well, for a lot of people, what happens is the emotions we have a people say they'll say, "Oh, I feel really sad," or "I feel really happy." Well, you don't really feel sad and you don't really feel happy. What you're feeling is you encounter sensations that run through your body when you encounter the emotion of sadness or happiness. So if you say I'm sad, you're giving it a lot of power. When you realize that it's just that you're just reacting to the emotion of sadness, then you can let it go and quit. And just energetically shifting people, feelings, thoughts, emotions, allowing them to separate and integrate very quickly. And it's just about running the energy on the midline, on the spine. That's the hard drive of, that's where everything is documented. And so for many, many people, when you're letting go, people are weak to letting go because, holding on. And the more you hold on, the less you're able to receive. So it's about having like a death grip on things that you really, people would rather, many, many times will return to emotionally disturbing situations and that because they are more afraid of the change than they are of the past. And so you just energetically shift people that, any change that's going to happen to them is going to be changed for the better. And so that they could step into that place, taking consistent steps of action towards better instead of towards worse.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start getting in touch with that and they let go of the emotion and start, see what happens is if you're thinking, and a lot of people are told to think positive or think positive. Your positive thoughts can have just as negative an effect on you as your negative thoughts. Thoughts in general, like when our mind starts racing and we try to force something that's negative in our life and let's put a positive slant on it.
Yeah.
You can't turn, it's impossible like to turn a neutron into an electron or a proton into an electron or a neutron,
Yeah.
So you can't take a negative and turn it into a positive. You allow yourself to feel the negative and then you take a consistent step of action to move in a positive way forward.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because when you're trying to convince yourself, oh, well, he wasn't that bad or, that wasn't that horrible or whatever, and your whole body is screaming at you, it sucked.
I know. It's like,
Yeah. And you're trying to be like all, forcefully happy about it.
Right.
It really has more of a negative effect on people than they realize.
Absolutely. We're going to bring Naomi on. It's interesting. It's funny because I remember a friend of mine had poison ivy, poison oak, right? You know that thing? Poison ivy, when you get that, when you're out there in the woods and you're
not fun.
No, not fun. Poison ivy all over her body. And then somebody says, okay, think positively like you don't have it. She said, what the? Are you bleeping
it's
kidding
so
me? Are you kidding me? I look like I've got, it's like, oh, and then it gets worse, right? Because now
it's like you're trying to force yourself out of it, where, you could energetically get yourself strong to poison ivy.
Yeah.
And strong to the,
absolutely.
Like deleting the poison out of your body.
Yeah.
Energetically, you can do that.
I love it. Let's get Naomi on here.
Okay, Naomi.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Naomi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, great to have you. How can we help you today?
Well, in the last 3 years, I've had a surgery on my foot and then a hip replacement and in November and another one in May. And the hips are fine. The foot is fine. But I feel like it's moved up to between my shoulder or in my neck. Every morning I wake up and my neck is stiff and it's almost, I've been detoxing. I've been, really taking care of myself, but it's like I'm playing whack-a-mole.
Okay.
It's like I'm playing whack-a-mole.
Oh, yeah.
The energy is moving from one place to another in my body. What the hell is going on?
I know.
How old are you, Naomi?
63.
Okay. So, because energetically it comes up that, you're having a lot of surgeries for someone who's your age.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. And so we just want to, first of all, delete any karma that you have with the need to be cut.
Well, I used to have a restaurant.
Okay. You used to have a restaurant?
Yeah, so, I mean, that was this intense, you know, energy to be putting out there.
Okay, so, but what's coming up is that you have a weakness to on a karmic level, almost like a miasm coming in of a need to be cut to on a spiritual level to to clear cutting experiences. We'll just call it that. So it's going to strengthen you that that any karma that you have with any surgeons or doctors or medical facilities, medical procedures that's coming up. Let's just delete that so that you don't have to continue to find other aches and pains in your body that you need operated on. That's your number one thing that's coming up right now. It's not on a conscious level. It's on a non-conscious level, on the spiritual plus the subconscious level. So we're just going to delete that down to zero negative infinity and eliminate that for you so that we can start restoring your and just getting your body. It's coming up negative life experiences and traumas from past, present, and upcoming future, a worry of the future.
Mm.
So did you give up your restaurant because you were in pain?
I was bringing my foot down. I would, turn in my foot and then, and then I would, it would be in pain at the end of the day. And then, it was like the whole economy fell apart and then, it just all kind of came down.
The pain is actually coming in on a financial level. So we just strengthen you to, it's coming up that you can't hold your ground now on the financial level. That's
right.
That's the underlying weakness here. And we want to strengthen that, you're not rolling on your foot, for one thing, that the entire foot has the ability to hold the pressure evenly. And both left foot to right foot and right foot to left foot, so that the structure of the structure of your feet can meet the pressure of the ground coming up from underneath. And so we just strengthen you to that you could hold your, it's coming up holding ground and standing on this earth and being able to stand on even ground. Like it's kind of like you got the rug pulled out from underneath you. And so we're just going to strengthen that from the very basic, like a building that's tilting the wrong way. Like if the foundation isn't correct, how the whole building will tilt. That's what I'm getting your body's doing. It's kind of twilted and twisted. Did I say twilted?
Yeah, you did. That's a new word. That's a new word there.
Yeah, it's a new word. Twisted, twilted together.
She's piggybacking on maybe
that's
twerking.
Good. That's right.
No, not twerking. I'm
that's
kidding.
Good.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen that you're, that you're able to stand with both, with the pressure and that you can meet the pressure of the ground that you're standing on.
I just
that's coming up as a weakness for you.
You just got up. What do you mean you just got up?
Well, I just stood up as she was saying that. I stood up. I felt, drawn to stand up.
Wow.
Okay, so Naomi, stand up.
She is. And she stood up.
Yeah, so stand up, and we're just going to strengthen now your ankle. So your left one to your right and your right to your left. Did you end a relationship at that time, too?
Not exactly.
Well, because it's coming up a relationship weakness, so not feeling supported at that time. So
correct.
We're just going to strengthen your ankles to the support, that you could support yourself, and that your left to your right and your right to your left, and then to your knees, and then all the way up to your hips. And we're just strengthening your lower torso to your upper torso right now. And so just get in touch with the base of your spine right now and just put some tension into your butt. And just feel your tailbone. That's where your physical potential lies. And we're just going to strengthen that for you. That you could run that. It's kind of like running the energy up and down your spine very quickly. We're just going to take all the stagnation out of your spine. And then going up into your shoulders, there's a rotation in the rib cage that's creating that, I'm getting. So we'd strengthen that your rib cage, number one, is first on, and that it's containing your lungs. Okay, so because it's coming up... We also want to strengthen your respiratory to your digestive and your reproductive systems so that those three systems are very intimately connected. So I want to strengthen that for you so that, I'm just getting there's a bit of a tilt in your pelvis and also a rotation in the one hip still. So So we strengthen that. We could just strengthen that from the bottom to the top and top to the bottom. It's coming from your uterus. So the bottom to the top to the bottom, front to the back to the front, left to right to left, just strengthening that. And then it's also coming up on an emotional level, emptiness, feeling a lot of emptiness. So all those empty cavities in your body that you're feeling in your organs, just strengthen that. So that, you know, we have a lot of empty space in our body, so we want to strengthen that. That empty space has perfect structure also. And then your right shoulder to your left shoulder to your right. And it's just coming up, not when you turn your head to the left, how does your neck feel right now?
I can, there's a more range. I mean, I can turn it pretty far now.
Yeah, well, because you didn't want to look back at the past, at being a woman that is decrepit at the age. So it just strengthened you to your age and that, you know, that you could be a real hot woman at any age.
That's right.
Yeah. And then now turn your head to the
that's,
right.
That's my motto now, Naomi.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like it.
Hot at any age.
Yes, I'll take it.
Okay.
Now turn your head to the right.
Okay.
How is the
brain there? Yeah, turn farther.
Okay.
So we're just going to strengthen that for you. This is about the coordination and the speed and the agility of your nervous system connected to your central nervous system, connected to all parts of your body. And so we just strengthen that. And then to having the flexibility, so that the flexibility and the endurance and the strength to handle being in this body right now on this earth as a woman. Strong.
Yes.
There we go. Now, get in touch with your body. How does it feel?
It feels straight up and down.
Good.
That's great.
So get in touch with your hands to your feet right now.
Okay.
And we're just going to strengthen that your fingers to your toes and your toes to your fingers and your hands to your feet and your feet to your hands. We also want to strengthen all your exit portals. You've got, you know, for letting this energy go. I'm just strengthening that your entire spinal column. It just went weak from all the surgeries. And so, and from the thought of surgeries and the thought of things falling down, actually, and things falling apart. So we just strengthen you. Like, you're not going to fall apart no matter what. That you're going to be able to stand strong in any situation. Strong.
Mm.
There we go. See, that's shifting right now. I can feel it. So we just get in touch with all those components of your spine and strengthen your spine. And it's coming up cerebral spinal fluid, which is strengthen that to the density of your blood so that everything's working in coordination. There's just a little bit of a lack of coordination in your systems right now. So we just strengthen that. That everything from inside of you to outside and everything in between is working 100%. Infinite potential. The structures of each of your organs, the structures of the empty space are coming up. And then also empty cavities in your body and empty cavities within your spine right now. And especially in particular around C1 and C2 and C3 in your neck. So we're just going to strengthen that going down the left side of your body and then strengthen going down the right side down to the bottom of your foot from your hip down as well. Down kind of what people would call a sciatic nerve. So we just strengthen that. That's where it's coming up like a twist, a funny little twist in your body. So now just kind of shake it out and see how you feel.
I feel loosey-goosey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it feels great.
Well, that's cool for a hot woman.
That's good.
Good. I'm glad. You're feeling better. Awesome.
Oh, wow.
How does it feel to stand? Let me ask you this question, because you said that Colette didn't actually hear you because I heard you and you said, I'm standing. What compelled you to stand right up? Because you're in a lot of pain. So did the pain leave? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well,
if you would.
No, I just felt, my feet were connecting to the ground and I just felt like the energy would move better stood up. And I was just like somebody pulled a string from the top of my head and I stood up.
Can you feel that running up and down your spine right now?
Yes. I can feel
you shifting a lot right now. So that's why I'm saying to you that we want to strengthen your exit portals under the chin, in your perineum, and on the bottoms of your feet. Just push that energy down and let it go. What's happening right now is your body is realigning.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we just strengthen that every time you have a thought about, you know, being out of alignment, that thought's just going to go, you're going to send that to the black hole. And it's just going to, you're going to go straight to your spine, feel your spine, and strengthen yourself with, just in a split second, just feeling that, the, you know, squeeze your buttocks and feel the energy there. That's where you're
physical potential.
Wow. And so the more that you tell yourself, just go there to that physical potential and let go of the thought that you are decrepit, it's going to be automatic, all the way to the electrons, the protons, and the neutrons, like we talked about earlier. Done.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Naomi, thank you.
You're missing a lot
right now.
You may find that you have to use the bathroom more, just so you know. Because one of the quickest ways to let go of things is through the colon.
All right. Thanks very much, Naomi.
Thank you. I've got to call it. Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much. I got a question that came in. Karen from Baltimore. She says, this is great. Thanks, Karen, for this one. How can I stop doubting myself? This is a goodie.
Okay, well, what I've been finding for doubt, as soon as she said the word doubt, intermediate future came, boom, just like that. That's your number one weakness. So I'm just going to explain that. You know, you have your immediate future, which is what we're in at this exact moment.
Yeah.
And then you have your future goals. And then you have in between, right, the intermediate future. And so if you strengthen yourself energetically that you're just going to, through your intuition, be able to feel what the next consistent step of action would be best for you to move forward, then what happens is you strengthen that. We'll just do that energetically right now, strengthen that to the far future. So the far future is kind of like that's invincible, it's inevitable, it's possible. And so a lot of people sometimes confuse their middle future with the far future. Because a lot of people will say, well, I want to get that job or I want to, you know, and they're really focused on that one thing.
Right.
And in actual fact, what most people want is they want to have balance in their life. They want to have a great job. You know, they want to have a great career. They want to have the purpose attached to it. They want to have great relationships, have health and fitness and youthfulness, you know, all of those things. And so you don't want to confuse your immediate steps of action. Like sometimes, you know, there's parts. Anybody who, like, I love what I do, but there's certain parts of it that I don't, that I prefer not to do. And so you don't want to get caught in this situation where you're working towards your the middle of the future instead of the far one. So you get so focused on, oh, I have to have that job and it has to happen like this, or the man has to be like this, you know? That's when the doubt creeps in because it's kind of like the universe sees you as infinite potential. And what happens for most people is when you have expectations, it's great to have expectations of what you want and what you desire. Having said that, you don't want to limit yourself with expecting how is that going to happen. Because the universe sees you as 100% infinite potential, and the universe would give you way more if you would just let it.
Oh, I love that.
So this is where the doubt creeps in, because it's kind of like, well, do I really deserve that? We just strengthen. I'm just picking up a weakness for this person right now.
Yeah, Karen. Uh-huh.
Let's just strengthen you that you're able, and you're willing, and you're ready, and you're deserving, and you're committed, and then get neutral to it. That you can see what it is you want, and what your goal is. That you can feel what it feels like to be. This isn't the important part, feeling it, rather than thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind will sabotage you. So we want to feel it. Then we want to expect it to happen, but let go of the expectations of how that's going to occur. And then let go of all belief. Because if you believe in nothing, then you can believe in everything.
Yeah.
And then taking that imagination and seeing yourself and feeling yourself and expecting that and letting go of the beliefs around it, that you would just absolutely step into that reality. Just like that.
Mm. Wow. Colette, thank you so much. Can you take a minute and let everybody know your websites?
Absolutely. www.thetruthisfunny.com. And there's a direct link there to Crystalline Vision, www.crystallinevision.com. That's where you can go to pre-register and get a $50 discount for my upcoming seminars. You can also check out the information there for the free demos that I provide before before my seminars. I provide free demos. And, and you can also reach me at Colette@crystallinevision.com or info@crystallinevision.com. And if it's regarding the seminars. And there's also the truth, info@thetruthisfunny.com. So
excellent.
Dot coms there.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so, so very much. Colette, Stephan, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We've got something really cool coming up here for you on the Dr. Pat Show. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.